Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have two members of the Jamestown Corollaires. We have Kevin Walker and Roger Kane joining us. And Kevin and Roger, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks, guys, for joining us on Let's Talk. Excited because you guys have the upcoming spring concert. Now, this is different than what we're seeing outside, but this is something that's been going on for 60-plus years. The Corollaires have been a part of the Jamestown community for as many, if not more, years than that. And today we're going to talk about the concert. But first, would you guys mind telling us a little bit about the Corollaires and who you guys are?
Corollaires were started, like I say, I think this is 63 years, some years,
yeah.
By a group of guys who just decided to get together and sing. And we do not have any charter members yet. The last one passed away 3-4 years ago. But we've been together for 63 years and singing different. Usually do a couple concerts every year, and so this is our spring concert. We do sometimes a dinner concert. We did not do that this year, and this year at our spring concert, we're joined by the Jamestown Boys Choir, who have been doing that for singing with us. I'm not sure how many
years. It's been
quite a few years, yes, and they. They do we do two or three numbers together, and they do a set by themselves, and they're always a good draw for us. The people, Jamestown supports all the music, but the boys choir has been around for a long time, and this year our concert is we don't really have a theme or anything, but we're doing a few different things.
We'll go into some of the songs and everything like that too. But I did also want to point out that the Corollaires don't just perform in Jamestown. You guys recently, I believe last year, went to Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of the neither Kevin nor I did go. Some of them did go to Carnegie Hall to do a number along with a bunch of other guys in Carnegie Hall, and that was quite a trip for them. I opted not to go. But it was a good time for all those people, and we also are members of the Associated Male Chorus of America, which and every spring we do a thing it's called our Big Sing, mm-hmm. And this year it's in we've had that in Jamestown two or three different times, and this year it's in Marshall, Minnesota.
Wow! Okay.
So and that'll be the last weekend in April. So that's just we get together and there's a dozen other choruses that sing, and we. Sing for each other, and then we do a mass concert. So,
awesome. Very good.
That's a
and
good time, too.
Been involved with that for a while.
We've been with that too. Since the early 80s.
Early 80s? Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Again, Kevin Walker and Roger Kane joining us on Let's Talk About It with the Jamestown Corollaires. So let's talk about the spring concert. It's coming up this weekend, the 13th and 14th. Cost to go to this, and what can people expect when they go to it?
The cost for adults is $12.
Okay.
The cost for students is $5. Preschools is free.
Awesome.
From what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the JHS Auditorium. Okay. Up at the high school. Starts at 7:30.
7:30 each night for that, Kevin?
Each night for that, yes.
Awesome.
And it is Friday and Saturday. Like we said, we are with the boys this year. So that's always fun. They always bring a little bit more energy than we can bring most nights.
But the Corollaires is comprised of a wide age of men, though, right?
Correct, yes. I think we have kids in last year we had a couple kids from high school.
Okay.
All the way to
80s.
The 80s, man. Yeah. We've been with it for a while, too, I'm sure. So
Roger himself has been there, 45 years. Wow. I've been there. This is my third year, so I got a ways to go to catch up to him.
Do you get, a pin or a jacket or anything for being in there for that long?
every year we do get ink pens and stuff.
Awesome, awesome.
And I,
Very fun. So, Kevin or Roger, what can people expect with the concert? What kind of songs are you guys going to sing? Is it going to just be a wide variety of songs performed?
It's a pretty, there's not a real theme to it.
Right.
We always start out with, we have a theme song called Brothers Sing On, which we've been doing that as our theme song for many, many years, as long as I've been in it, I think. And there's other ones are going to rise up singing. Another thing is, in Flanders Fields, people might know the poem In Flanders Fields.
Yep.
And this is a song with those words in it, and that's a nice song.
Awesome.
Like I said, it's just Down in the Valley is one of them. Another one's a kind of a German folk song. It's called Der Jäger aus Kurpfalz, and I think I sent that wrong. Said that wrong. Hopefully, Pam is not listening.
And maybe you'll get it figured out by the time the concert rolls.
Another opening, another show, which is a show tune. So there's just a variety of things. Like I said, there's not a one main thing.
Okay, excellent. So again, the concert's coming up 7:30 this Friday and Saturday at the Jamestown High School Auditorium. I guess we should also mention too, if anybody's interested in maybe learning more about the Corollaires, joining the Corollaires, when do you guys meet and how do they get more information about that?
Well, we practice every Wednesday night at 8:45 for an hour and a half. And we usually start in September and go through April. End of April is usually our last. That's when our big thing is in the end of April, and that's usually our last thing.
Okay.
And we do a couple different things, and we also do every year we do a go around to 4 or 5 churches and sing on a certain Sunday, and that's never any one specific time of the year. It's just whenever it works out for us.
Okay. So. Excellent. Very good.
I like to our director, this is her 21st year, is Pam Burkhart, and our accompanist is Rick Wallentine, at the college. So,
excellent.
And if for tickets, if you want to, go to the show, find a Corollaire member, or you can get them the night of the show. We'll have
those available at the door.
Usually. We have wives volunteer to sit outside and sell CDs and sell tickets the night of. So,
okay.
They're also available at Lois and Eye Care.
Lois and Eye Care as well.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. Kevin or Roger, anything else you wanted to say about the Corollaires or about the upcoming show or the big sing coming up at the end of April?
I guess that's it. Encourage people to come and support the Corollaires as well as support the Jamestown Boys Choir.
Awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. Roger and Kevin, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.